And Larry Razavi there with his Out of Town Checks, our theme musicians come and play, wrapping up right there. And taking us to 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 35, our temperature here in Albany. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web. Yes, we are Chasm. And we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Again, we are Chasm. So with that in mind, it is our 263rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line, Mr. Don Gertz, and we're going to bring him in right now. Say good morning to Don. How are you doing, Don?
Good, yes, I...
Wow, and that's wonderful. We've heard about the Walsateers for so long, and I think the problem has been when you're musicians, you don't get to see other musicians and bands play all the time. We're working parallel. You're playing in one ballroom or venue, and we're in another one. So never had the opportunity to meet you, but we know a lot of common folks in between the two of us, and so we're going to find out a little bit more about the Walsateers and your dad, Irv Gertz, and everything today. So, first of all, tell us where you live and where you're from, Don.
Well, we grew up on the farm over east of Royalton, about 8 miles, and that old farm-raised stock is still the best, and that's where we kind of learned our music from, starting right there. My dad's Irvin Gertz, and he played the trumpet in the Jolly Fisherman band for many years, and all of a sudden here I am playing it in high school band and in music class, and I switched over to the guitar in about 67, 68.
Okay.
And Dad took me along to the Jolly Fisherman jobs in the dance halls around the local area, which there was a lot of them then.
Yes.
And I got to play rhythm guitar as a backup with the Jolly Fisherman band for a number of years before he started the Walsateer band.
Wow, that's awesome. All right. And who was your mom, Don?
That would have been Rosemary Gertz.
Rosemary Gertz. Okay, very good. And are mom and dad still going strong yet?
No. See, dad's going to be 93. He's still playing in the band.
Okay.
The Walsateer band.
Uh-huh.
And mom passed away about 3 years ago.
All right.
From Alzheimer's.
Okay.
But, Dad started the band back in about 74.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Four of us played together, and then we cut our first album in 79.
Okay. And who were the members at that time of the band?
When we cut the album, it was my cousin Bruce Austin.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, my dad, Irvin. And Jerry Biersbuck. the Melrose area. Was our player. He started with us back in about 77, so a couple years prior to that album being cut.
Okay.
So the four of us.
Oh, yes. Very, very good. All right. And still active today. You guys are still playing. I think I seen you at the Waite Park Legion. You were just, what, a week ago or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we're once a month, or once every 4 weeks.
Okay.
We're slated in for that job there on the 1 to 4 Tuesday afternoons.
Okay.
And it works out real nice with that. And we call Jerry Pierce, but we call him JB because it's not easier.
Uh-huh.
Spell that last name or say the last name.
There you go. That's right.
Not fun. But we're there once every 4 weeks.
Okay.
And then we do our little country or small bar gigs every so often, too, with the band.
All right.
The local bars.
Any brothers or sisters, Don?
Yeah, there's 12 of us, so I have 11 siblings.
Oh, okay.
Five boys, seven girls.
Wow. Any other musicians in the family?
Actually, my brother Lee plays bass guitar and rhythm and sings. And I have another brother that backs up with harmonica.
Okay. Very, very good. Now,
and my brother, I do have another one that plays drums, too.
Oh, okay.
That shorty and the drums.
Sure.
So, it's kind of fun when all of us get together, the four of us plus my dad.
Oh, yeah. I can believe that. So music was a big part of the family growing up. So,
a lot of memories of all those ballrooms around the local area, playing in each of those. It's just a lot of good memories.
You bet. Now,
too bad some of that's not with us at this time anymore.
Sure. Now, where did you go to school? Where did you graduate from, Don?
Out of Pierce High School.
Pierce High School. You were a Bulldog, huh? Pierce Bulldogs. All right.
Pierce Pioneers.
Or Pioneers, rather. Yeah, Pioneers. Yeah, I'm thinking of a different school. Okay. And did you go on to college at all, or did you just graduate from high school and go into the workforce? Or?
Actually, 1 year of post high school, and that was mechanical trade.
Okay.
I took up 1 year in Brainerd.
Okay. Very good.
And then went into the construction field from there on.
Oh, yeah, because that was my next question. I was going to ask you if you've made your living on music all these years or you did something else, and obviously you did, huh?
Well, I started my business about 40 years ago now.
Okay.
And in the construction field of new homes and remodeling.
Okay. Awesome. That's very good.
Still rolling.
Uh-huh. And is that what's called Don Gertz Construction then, or what name do you go under now?
Many years we were with Don Gertz Construction and known more as a new home builder.
Uh-huh.
And after the market had turned back in 07, we had to recreate the remodeling aspect in our business, so we changed the name to DG Homes and Remodeling.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Which has kind of saved us.
Sure, sure.
Through the down times.
You bet. Now, do you have a big crew working for you, or do you get out there and swing a hammer yourself, or how does it work?
Oh, I do occasionally, yes, when we need to get into the field, but generally we have about six employees on staff, and then we got just a wonderful workforce of subs and vendors that support us to the very best.
Absolutely.
We're very blessed with that.
Okay, you bet. And I didn't ask you ahead of time, but are you a family man? Do you have kids too?
I do not have any children. I have a stepdaughter.
Okay.
And since raised her from 7 years old to, she's going to be, I'm going to say, 29 this year.
Okay.
So, all very right. Close.
You bet. Well, getting back to the music, Don, you played in school then, or how did you learn to play yourself then?
That was through music class in high school band, played trumpet.
Okay.
High school band, and just got into the practicing guitar following that. And we had a three-piece band we had together back in the 68, right in that range. We weren't even didn't even have driver's license yet. my parents had to take us to the bars. It was called Jaron and the Blue Boys.
Oh, really?
Three-piece country and old-time band. Played back in the bars back every Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
Around Little Falls and Piers and Genola area.
Sure.
Back when music was still, you know, live music was still popular in those small bars.
Absolutely, you bet. And had to be a big thrill to get in with bands like the Jolly Fishermen and some of the other ones that you might have worked with. You must have really felt like, boy, we're getting into the big time now, huh? A full band?
It was quite a step to get on the stage with all these excellent musicians and to sit back there and strum the guitar and to learn the music.
Yeah.
The main thing. And the old-time music is just, once it's in your head, does not go away. You'll never forget it. And I don't regret any of those times, even reluctantly being asked to join in when there's, you know, all of our high school buddies had stuff going on.
Yeah.
I had to jump in the car and go play a job, you know, one of the ballrooms.
But, yeah.
I don't regret any of it.
You know, and that's what I've talked with a lot of musicians over the years. Life is full of choices, and when you choose to play music, obviously there's occasions that you're going to have to miss. And but, you know, as time goes by, I think it's been very valuable to be in a musical family, to be musicians. Usually you can, you know, if there's a birthday or something, you can always stop over at another occasion and catch up with that. But, yeah. When you take a dance job, that's a special occasion, whether it's a birthday, anniversary, wedding, shower dance.
Yes.
And I'm sure back in the days, in your going out days, you probably attended a lot of dances as well, too, huh?
Been on stage most of the time.
Been on stage
really
most of the time.
Haven't had a lot of time to spend on sitting in the booth and listening and watching.
Okay.
But just love singing, and we still to this day just did a gig last night, and it was a 50th birthday party, as you mentioned, parties.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with a few guys that asked me to join in with them. So, yeah, it's a thrill, and you're right. It's almost a high of its own.
Yep.
Just being up there, it's very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
After trying to run a construction business at the same time.
Yep.
You need to get out of that. A weekend break.
Well, I was going to say, I'm sure that's not without conflicts. Once in a while, when you've got work going on, and all of a sudden you know you got to be at a dance job at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or whatever the case might be, huh?
Yeah. You have to set your times.
Yep, for sure.
Know the priorities. And, it's just fun to see people have fun and enjoy themselves.
You bet.
That's the thrill we get out of it, and just. You're working for the people.
That's great. Now, does the Waltzeteers, do they have a book written, music for musicians when they set in or whatever, or do you guys play mostly by ear? How does it work out?
We do most everything by ear.
Okay.
But we have our list of songs and which key they're in.
Okay.
So if someone would join in, we've got the key there for them that works best for us. We're pretty versatile, though. If someone comes up from another group and wants to play in a certain key that works for them vocally better, we can switch around and adapt also to that.
Awesome. Well, great. Don, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. I need to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation. Is that all right?
You bet.
All righty. All right. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages. The brat of the week this week is a unique one. It is our smoked pumpkin brat. Starting with a nice blend of beef and pork, the special pumpkin brat seasoning, and real pumpkin added to create, yes, a really unique flavored brat. They are especially good this time of the year with Halloween and Thanksgiving just around the corner. And, of course, October is pork month, and that continues at the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market is proud to be the featured retailer this coming week on Chasm. So be listening all week long for your chance to win delicious pork products. Pork the other white make, always at the right price and so juicy and flavorful. Cooking and hosting at the next brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market are the St. Joe Parish Knights of Columbus with the burger and brat sale. It is the last scheduled brat sale of the year. Come out and enjoy a burger and fries or a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee while supporting a worthwhile cause. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market thanking you for your patronage. And Don, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we get that to you and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Sounds great. Sounds great, Si.
You bet.
Really appreciate that.
You've been known to indulge in a brat or two over the years at some of the occasions?
One of our favorites. One of our favorites.
That's great.
We actually, to plug the St. Joe Meat Market, we have our summer jamming in July fest at my cabin, and we do get all of our brats, wieners from the St. Joe Meat Market, and we love them. Everybody just compliments the flavors, and every year it's a given.
Awesome. We appreciate that. Thank you so much, Don. So as we get back to the music, talk about some of the ballrooms that you've performed in over the years. Which were the ones that really stand out in your mind that you love to play at?
We had a lot of fun at the New Munich Ballroom,
uh-huh.
which unfortunately isn't there any longer. And the also the Dino's in Avon.
Yep, it was Lakeview before Dino's, but at the end it was Dino's, yeah.
Okay. And the there's this Fairgrounds Ballroom in Sauk Rapids.
Oh, yes, you bet.
And I guess one of our favorites, in addition to those, was the Falls Ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
Up in Little Falls, Minnesota. A great place, and they still always enjoyed being up there.
You bet. You guys ever get to any of the polka fests around the area? Play for any of those?
Years ago we did, and down in Bird Island.
Okay.
Let's see, was it near Renville?
Yeah.
We spent a couple of years going to it, and very enjoyable. And that, in that case, we did listen to other groups.
Okay.
Which was really, really fun. And it is learning.
Yeah.
It's all part of learning when you can watch other groups play.
You bet.
You pick up some of the things they do and try to incorporate in what we do.
Okay. You bet. So I suppose playing guitar now, you probably were the one that was looked to or responsible for getting the country and the modern and the variety music that complemented the old time. You probably had to take the lead on that, huh?
Yes. And the classic country is such a popular music of today for our generation. But we enjoy, and we go a lot by requests also.
Sure.
People request a certain song, and we put it in our song list. And try to, incorporate a lot of what the requests are.
You bet.
But, we do have quite a list of the country and some of the 50s rock, Rocking on the Clock, Twist and Shout, and some of those that fit in real good for some of the...
You bet. And I think that's really important nowadays because a lot of times you're playing for a mixed crowd. You've got a wedding, so you'll have the older folks, and they'll enjoy the old time. There's a few of them that like the swing type music, but then the younger kids, they like to get out and shake it up a little bit, huh? So you gotta be versatile.
You bet. And the old 50s still it's still a moving kind of a tempo to it, and that gets old and young out there on the floor, just having fun, and that's another part of the. What you can't, you just enjoy seeing this all happen out there.
You bet. What name or brand name or what do you play for a guitar, Don?
I have a Fender Stratocaster.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
And I do bass guitar on the old time music.
Oh, okay.
As well.
Oh yeah. You bet. And it had been fun playing all those years with Jerry Biersbach because. What a talented concertina player, huh?
JB is one of the best in the area.
You bet.
Too. And we do some of the polka masses as well.
Oh, you do?
In the area, yes.
Okay. Wonderful.
And it's fun. At that time, we generally try to have two horns playing.
Okay.
Which, when you put the brass out there with two trumpets harmonizing, it works really well. Sounds good.
You bet.
Getting back to, and Jerry's been with us since 77.
Okay.
So and, it's been some years. We're talking 40 years, I guess.
Yeah. And he's busy with his own thing going now a lot with Jerry and Joyce and the one-man band thing.
Right.
So once in a while, you have to get another concertina player in. Who else have you been using?
Well, we've been using Jim Horner,
uh-huh.
Dale Damon.
Okay.
Sometimes even Dean Dirkus.
Okay.
Of Albany area. And these guys all fit in the position very well.
All right. Yeah, some great names you're mentioning there. Very talented. You bet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we're coming to the end of our show here, Don, and I don't know if I forewarned you, but I usually ask each and every guest if there's a memorable moment as you look back over your career that you might want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. We've kind of heard from people getting stuck in snowstorms to having tires stole off their vehicles to playing for 10,000 people or the president's inauguration. What strikes you? What's in your mind that stands out as you look back?
Boy.
Catch you off guard here.
a little bit. I do remember some of the weather-related items, and one, like you mentioned, snowstorm. This was up near Birch Haven, and it was an ice storm.
Oh, yeah.
And once we left that ballroom, kind of tucked down in a lower area,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't get up the hills either way to get out.
Really?
And we spent a couple hours down there trying to push people, get them out, and in addition to ourselves.
Oh,
that
my.
That was coming home, and it was daylight.
Oh, really?
That.
Wow.
Yeah. And to just something, another weather-related, was coming back from the Princeton Ballroom
mm-hmm.
one evening, and it was such a beautiful lightning storm that you didn't even need to have the lights on your vehicle.
It was so bright out, huh?
God, it was all lit up.
Oh,
and,
my goodness. Yeah.
In addition to just some good times and parties within.
You bet. I know. Myself over the years playing. There's a few times that we played on a Saturday evening, and back in those days, the dances were 9 to 1. You'd get to the ballroom about 7:30, 7:15, and might be on a lake or something, and a nice calm evening, maybe 75-80 degree evening, and just beautiful. And you know, back in the days, the ballrooms didn't have air conditioning, so the shutters were all open, and that just always struck me as being so much fun. The music sounded good out over the water, you know, as you were playing, and it was pretty special some of those nights. So there were some good nights too as well, weather-wise.
Oh yes, absolutely. And some of the outdoor gigs, you get a really nice evening. And the bazaars, we do the exterior outside bazaars, church festivals, and it can be very cold, very windy, it can be raining, and it can be just the opposite.
Well,
it's always interesting, and it's Mother Nature.
Yep, and they say in Minnesota, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. It'll be different, huh?
Yeah.
Well, very good. Very good, Don. Our time has run out. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. I tell each and every guest that the good Lord willing, we're here, you and I, down the road sometime, we'll do this thing again. How's that for you?
You bet. Sounds good.
All righty.
I appreciate the time. And, again, all of our followers out there, fans, it just wouldn't be for them, we wouldn't be doing this.
Absolutely.
Totally enjoy having them for our support.
All right. Well, very good, Don. We'll talk to you off the air in just a minute. Have yourself a great afternoon.
You bet.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And there he goes, Don Gertz, our 263rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. 10 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We've got music coming up by the Waltzeteers in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks there with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, program number 263 in that continuing series. Don Gertz, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Takes us to 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. And again, we have 35, our temperature here in Albany. And we're going to get into music by the Waltzeteers right now. And this is a recording I didn't think to ask Don when they recorded this, but quite a few years ago they came out with a recording. The Waltzeteers, Irv Gertz, Don's dad, of course, the leader of the band at that time. And right now we're going to start out with a nice polka tune. It's one called the Jolly Swiss Boy Polka, the Waltzeteers. Waltzeteers, and great music there by the Waltzeteers, one called the Jolly Swiss Boys Polka. And members, of course, on that recording, Jerry Biersbach doing the concertina work there, also bass on some of the country and modern music coming up. Also, Bruce Austin out of St. Joe, Minnesota. Bruce on the drums and doing some vocal work. Don Gertz, who we just visited with on our Musicians Come and Play program, doing guitar, bass, and vocal on this recording. And his dad, the leader of the band, Irv Gertz, on trumpet and vocals. Right now, it's old-time waltz time and one called the Dreamer's Waltz, the Waltzeteers. Great old-time waltz there by the Waltzeteers, one called the Dreamer's Waltz. Taking us into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours, Dave Bertowski and the gang over at Turco. And, yes, they are excited about the big Polka Fest, and that's going to be going on this week at the Northern Lights, Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Cost is just $109 per person based on double occupancy. You're going to receive one night at the luxurious Northern Lights Casino and Hotel. $50 on your player's card when you arrive. Jerry and Joyce Band, they're going to accompany you. And there's going to be two show times for them performing. 3:30 in the afternoon and 8:30 in the evening. Sandwich and hors d'oeuvres for all the polka participants. So, yeah, a great time to be had by all. Again, that's the big Polka Fest at the Northern Lights Casino in Walker. And that is this week, October 17th and 18th, Wednesday and Thursday. Also coming up in November is their holiday party to the St. Croix Casino in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, and that's going to happen on November 28th, Wednesday the 28th of this year. Price is just $39 per person to get on board the bus. It's a one-day trip. You receive round-trip motor coach transportation, entertainment, thank you gifts from Turco. And yes, the entertainment is Jerry and Joyce Band accompanying the trip there. Lunch served at the event center. And you depart from Shopko West, St. Cloud, at 8 o'clock. So again, $39 gets you on the bus. And to make that reservation, give Dave and the gang at Turco a call. The phone number is 1-800-868-7261. Turco, they probably bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 21 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. And again, we have 35 our temperature here in Albany. And Don was telling us that they do a number of songs, different variety type songs. Right now, here's one country tune, one called That Truck Driving Man, The Waltz of Tears.
I stopped at a roadhouse down in Texas. Yee-haw! A little place called Hamburger Dam. I heard that old jukebox of playing a song about a truck driving man.
Here we go!
So pour me another cup of whiskey.
Whiskey.
Pour it.
I was gone. I got them old truck wheels a-rolling. But I'm on my way to San Antonio.
Here we go!
So pour me another cup of whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey!
Pour it.
Waltz of Tears out of Piers, Minnesota area. One called The Truck Driving Man. 23 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Once again, 35 is our temperature here in Albany. Music continues. Another country tune. One called Kansas City. The Waltz of Tears.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there and I'm gonna get me one. Well, I'm standing on the corner, 12th Street and 5. Well, I'm standing on the corner, 12th Street and 5. With my pretty little baby and my Kansas City wine. Wait, I might take a plane, might take a train, but if I'm gonna walk, I'm gonna get there just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come.
Kansas City, here I come.
They got some crazy little women there and I'm gonna get me one. A plane, might take a train, but if I'm gonna walk, I'm gonna get there just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come.
Kansas City, here I come.
They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come.
Kansas City, here I come.
I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one.
The Waltz of Tears and one called Kansas City. Takes us to 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 35, our temperature here in Albany. As we move into the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. Kevin, quite the guy out there at Kevin's Countryside. Kevin Mauger doing a great job, you bet. Has those brand-new Hustlers, and yeah, great fella to deal with. He wants to help you get into a brand-new Hustler and, yeah, make them very affordable. Kevin has new Hustlers on hand, in stock, and great time of the year to buy them yet. You think, well, lawn cutting is over with, but, you know, the leaves are coming down, and we use ours to pick up all the leaves. We've got a nice vac system on ours that came with it. And so, yeah, we usually wind up cutting right until deer hunting time. So we got a couple of times to mow yet, and you probably do too. Those leaves hanging on the trees yet, then they'll be coming down. And boy, that Hustler works great for cleaning up the yard. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. Of course, started out on the John Deere's years ago. Now knows the ins and outs of most any lawnmower. And so if you've got one that needs repair, bring it out to Kevin's. And if it's not repairable, or you're thinking that old Bessie's a little on the tired side, he'll make you a sweet deal on a brand new Hustler. And of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junkyard out there, so he usually fixes up the old ones that come in there, puts them out for sale. So if you're looking for something used, inexpensive, you can make a deal with Kevin there as well. Like I said, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, so he can sharpen your blades, change your lubricants and hoses, belts, and whatever might be in need of repair. So check that out with Kevin as well. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Once again, that's 320-363-7459. And easy to find. Nice drive out to Kevin's this time of the year. Boy, those leaves are so pretty now as they're coloring up. And so, yeah, on 6 miles northwest on County Road 3, you'll find Kevin out there on the west side of the road as you're heading north on County Road 3. Look for the big yellow and orange post, the sign hanging from the post out there, Kevin's Countryside. Nice big yard to try out those Hustlers there. So, yeah, you'll enjoy yourself when you head out to Kevin's. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We have 35 yet, our temperature here in Albany. We swing back into the old-time music with the Waltzeteers. Right now it's a polka tune, one called the Redhead Polka, the Waltzeteers. Waltzeteers with the Redhead Polka. Great stuff there for you by the Waltzeteers. Old time waltz time, it's Landler time. One called the Circling Pigeons Landler. The Waltzeteers, and that one called the Circling Pigeons Land There. I'm going to give you another variety-type tune, a country tune, one called the Bad Moon Rising. The Waltzeteers.
Well, I see a bad moon rising. Well, I see troubles on the way. Yeah, I see earthquakes and lightning. Well, I see bad times today. Well, don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Well, don't go out tonight. But it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear a hurricane blowing. Well, I know the end is coming soon. Well, I fear the river's overflowing. Hell, I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Well, don't go out tonight, for it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Well, don't go out tonight, for it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Things together. I hope you are quite prepared to die. It looks like we're in for nasty weather. Well, one eye is taken for an eye.
Well, don't go out tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life.
The Waltzeteers in one called Bad Moon Rising. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock. Yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family and make memories and smiles through the years with Laverne's Travel. Yes, they have a number of trips left to go yet this fall, and they'd love to have you join them. So coming up in November, it's the Branson Ozark Mountain Christmas Tour, also the Gatlinburg Smoky Mountains Pigeon Forge and Nashville trip. That's the end of November into December. And they've added one. They've added the Our Lady of the Snows Pilgrimage Tour with Father Greg Mastey, and that is also the end of November, 26th through the 30th. Just $579 per person gets you on board the bus. And it's a special travel trip with Father Greg. You'll be seeing Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, Abe Lincoln's home in Springfield, Little Brown Church in the Vale, and daily mass with Father Greg. Five great days in all, November 26th through the 30th. So, great time to be had there with Laverne's Travel. Then flipping the page, they're looking forward to 2019. Lots of great trips on the list here already. International Farm Machinery Show in February, the Best of Ireland, an international trip that's in March, South American Adventure Trip, March 12th through the 23rd, There's the Southwest Circle Tour, 6th Annual Spring Mystery Tour, and yes, the list goes on and on. Quite a bunch of trips already lined up in 2019. So to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to receive more information about any or all of these tours, give Laverne and Kim a call. They're standing by. The phone number, 1-800-840-9211, 1-800-840-9211. They maintain a very nice website, so check them out on the web, www.laverne'stravel.com. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. All righty. Music with the Waltzeteers right now. It's old-time waltz time, and it's one called the Old Man's Waltz, the Waltzeteers. The Old Man's Waltz, the Waltzeteers here on KASM, 18 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. Time for a few more selections. Right now, it's old-time polka time, one called the Roller Coaster Polka. Thank you. The Waltz of Tears, and that's a great concertina solo number there with Jerry Biersbach on the concertina, the Roller Coaster Polka. Going to wrap up this edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet with a nice old-time waltz. And again, probably going to dedicate that to Irv himself and his wife, Rosemary. One called The Buttons and Bellows Landler, the Waltz of Tears. Waltz of Tears right there with Buttons and Bellows Landler. Yes, dedicating that to the memory of Rosemary Gertz and also Irv Gertz there. Irv still leading the band yet at the age of 93. So a great story there with the Waltz of Tears. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. And again, we have 35, our temperature here in Albany.